This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. This is the Invent America show right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. We want to welcome all of our affiliates and all of our guests that's tuning in. Invent America is part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We do air it each Saturday at 4 o'clock Central Time. So at the top of the hour, so where we talk to inventors and entrepreneurs and all the bright minds that actually develop products and for us. So, hey, it's enough of me talking. I'd like to bring in my co-host right now, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, it's been a week since I talked with you.
I know, right? We got to do better than that. So, anyway, today we are talking about Made in America. And, you know, I don't know any inventor out there that has taken a product to market that did not want to make in America as their first option. And I don't know any American who wouldn't prefer to buy Made in America, right?
And you're right. I need to tell you, Rita, I don't even think I told you this. I want to say this was about 15 years ago, and when I actually was leading the effort to build products, keep products in the United States, manufacturing in the United States. And so I did a little experiment. And the experiment I did was I went down to my local Ace hardware store. And I actually believed in my heart that the biggest mistake that the American manufacturer was doing was basically not educating the American consumer on the features and benefits of buying America. So here's what I did. I actually believe that if I can sit down there and explain the difference of what the value is of buying that Made in America tape measure compared to that foreign tape measure, what was going to be the experiment and what was going to be the outcome. And you got to remember, Rita, that the Made in America was probably about $4 higher. So we sat down there with the manager of the Ace, my local Ace, and we sat down there and I took the tape measures. And we were watching the people coming in the store, and well, everybody was picking up the Made in China tape measure because they didn't want to pay the extra money for the American version, but they saw the price, they were grabbing it. Then I said, now what I'm going to do is I made a nice little table, and I put an A-frame Q&A of, and basically what this said was, if you purchase this American product, these are the benefits. And I need to tell you, before it was 0 to 10, 10 China, U.S. zero. And I needed to tell you, when I put that sign up there, it was 10 USA. You know how many for China?
Zero.
Zero. So, I wanted to share that experiment with you, and it worked.
Yep.
How you like that? I was a genius, man.
It's I know.
You're the next Einstein. Genius.
Well, and that is what we find a lot, is that, somebody looks to make in America, and they cannot hit the right price, and consumers are God when it comes to what's going to sell and what they're willing to spend their money on. So, our guests today are talking about, Brandon is, he gets his stuff made in America. And then we've got Marcus Hunt, who is trying to get made in America, but hasn't been able to hit those pricing. Yeah. And then I am so excited to say that our industry expert is Don Buckner Sr.
Wow.
He is the founder of Made in USA. And
wow.
So, everything, they're kind of like the Amazon version of Made in America, Made in the USA. And so all of the products that they represent are made in the USA. And today we're kind of looking at those challenges. So guys, as consumers out there, when you're looking, pick up the Made in America. It's going to be a better quality. And, you know what my example is? I moved into a house, put up some new chandeliers, some new lighting fixtures, and by golly, almost every single one that came from China, I had to return because it didn't work. And all of the ones that were made in America, not only did they work, but if I had a problem or a question, I could go back to who sold them.
That's right. You said the magic word. You know what? Well, I tell you what, our grandmas and grandpas, they were geniuses, They may not have been highly educated, but they were genius. Because you remember that old saying, you get what you pay for?
I know, right?
Where did you think that came from? It came from them.
Sure. Yeah,
they
it
know.
Did.
You
it did.
You cannot attack or even debate American ingenuity. You can't even debate that.
Yeah.
We invent things. We don't copy things. We don't counterfeit things.
Exactly. One of my great inventors, his specialty is miniaturized LED lighting systems.
Yeah.
And he was, trying to get the best price, went to China. Yeah. The failure rate was so high that it was actually cheap. Even though the product cost more to be made in America, he didn't have the failure rate.
Well, I know I'm about to make I don't like to get into politics on this show, but I am going to make a political statement. And I know I hate to say it, but I know I'm going to get some texts. But at the end of the day, I just got to say the way I feel and the right thing to do. I just wish the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that current administration, would realize what we're talking about right now, of how important American-made products are, and the advantages that I, in dealing with, that's one thing I can say about, the previous president, is that when he put them tariffs and we had to build and buy American, this country was exploding. And it kind of fits in what we're talking about. I'm not trying to get into a political, but I just got to say it the way it is. When you buy American, you build American, then basically what happens is it trickles down from having a great job in your community. It trickles down into the infrastructure of your community, where I can take manufacturers of communities that have manufacturing. Rita, their quality of life is undeniable. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And when everything gets manufactured overseas, our economy tips over because, there'll be another pandemic. There's going to be another catastrophe. There's going to be something else that disrupts shipping and fulfillment from overseas. And guess what? Then something stops. If it's made in America, it's made in America. You buy it in America.
I'm reading my texts right now. And all. Hey, go, King. You tell him. King, you keep that up. You might be the next Sean Hannity.
You might be.
I'm going to stick to home improvements. No, I ain't get into politics, but I hate to tie in a political statement, but that's just the way it is. But
I agree with you.
There's the music, Rita. We got to take a short break, and we're going to come out with our guests and our topics. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Right here to Invent America Show. Me and Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton, will be back with our first guest, our first topic, right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. at GCNLiveWhat.com.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome back. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. Rita, who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is Brandon Kolar. He is a president of the Edge Independent Product Developers. Invented this cool new product, patent is recently issued, and he is under an exclusive marketing contract. He's gone from doing, you know, a few batches here and there to fulfilling orders of up to 500 units, which is, wow, that is wonderful. Congratulations, Brandon. And, you know, he thrives at trade shows, is grateful for the support of his family and friends, because he says that he wouldn't be able to have been a success if it wasn't for their support. Brandon, thanks for being with us today.
Good day, everybody. Cajun King and Rita.
So, tell us, Brandon, what did you invent?
So, during the shutdown, I invented a product to help people put together AR-15 pistols and rifles, because a lot of people struggled with it. And there was a lot of cleaning mats out there, but things weren't to scale. And so I made a laser-guided template with step-by-step instructions to help you go from what's called a stripped receiver to a fully functional AR, because a lot of people wanted to build their own, make one for hunting, make it a family activity, and I saw people struggle, and now I've sold over 2,000 units and going strong. Got a couple of magazine appearances, thanks to you guys, a couple radio appearances, and continuing to draft new models and help people.
Well, that's wonderful. You are made in America, but there's been some challenges along the way. What can you share with our audience? Because, you know, our listeners, some are inventors, but the majority of our listeners are consumers. And we want them to be able to, one, know, understand what your product is, but to support our American inventors by saying, oh, I want one of those. So, you know, tell us, you know, share the challenges and then the win.
One of the biggest ones I wasn't expecting, even though I found out how to make my product and I could make it on my own independently, was packaging. And I looked high and wide trying to find packaging professionals, packaging designers that I couldn't find early on. And when I went to a couple local companies, I'm in a major city of Indianapolis, I thought a couple people would like bend over to help me, give me some samples, and hardly anyone wanted to work with me unless I was using 5,000, 10,000 bags or clamshells a month with them and could do reorders and promise all of this. And I try to tell them, like, hey, early on I was making a dozen of these at a time. I can't buy 5,000 boxes or 5,000 clamshells that I can't tell you are going to work long term or if my project changes by 1 millimeter. And so that was really tough in the beginning, that I couldn't find packaging that I was happy with. And so I actually went with a comic book case. And then I printed my own inserts for the last couple years until, thankfully, just recently at a giant SHOT Show, trade show in Vegas, I met a packaging company, and they blew me away with taking my current packaging, put it in a bag, made it retail ready, cut it to spec, made it ready for retail hanging, and I'm super thankful that I found that now, and it looks very retail ready, and it's really impressed people because they're like, hey, it belongs on the shelf next to everything else.
Well, and that's interesting that you bring up, you know, that issue, because years ago I had someone and he got caught in that same issue where he went and they gave him pricing on 25,000 packaging elements. And so he was like, okay, and he bought it, took it home to fill it. None of the stores wanted that packaging. So here it's down, you know, downstairs, his wife wanted to kill him because now, you know, their basement's full of all this packaging and everybody wants something different. And that's one of the things that is not unusual that we run into inventors who have issues with packaging, either in the numbers or the different stores want different things. And that can be a real challenge.
Completely agree. Same thing with the molds. Like, I was trying to make master molds of my product to try to fit pieces in it. And some of the prices I was getting back were astronomical. And then I was trying to understand, because I look at both sides of it. So even if I make this new mold, how long will this one last? How long will that one last? Can we cryogenically freeze it to make it last longer? And some of them didn't even know what that was. And then, like, the monthly storage fees. And I was like, I was not prepared with some of the stuff I ran into, that not only was I going to have to make this mold that may only last X number of thousands of units and presses, but I was also going to have to pay them to store it per month. And then if I ever bought it or wanted to take it somewhere else, I had to pay release fees. So it was definitely a crash course and made me really look at who I was willing to work with early on.
Well, and that's it. You know, when I say, what other lessons do you want to share with our listeners? There are so many things that you have to get thrown at you when you are an inventor trying to get your product teed up. And I had a lady this morning that I was talking to, and it was like, oh, we're going to make it ourselves. It's like, you really don't understand what that means when you're going out the door in the beginning.
Yep. Even sales tax.
For sure, for sure. So, you know, in giving advice to an inventor out there, or someone who knows an inventor, how do you go through those steps kind of one at a time so that they don't slam you and put you out of business, to know what to expect?
I definitely try to have them do it one step at a time of what's their most important priority next. Of, are they trying to do a prototype? Are they trying to get their first set of testimonials, their first set of reviews? Because I've met so many inventors, and it's great that they have this idea, but they haven't sold a single unit, or no one's ever put their finger on anything but the prototype. And I try to tell them, like, hey, let's make a small batch, let's put this out there, let's go sell some units, let's get some real testimonials, video testimonials, written testimonials, written reviews, to even find out what people like about it, what it's missing. Because constantly people will then make something, we'll call it like the Gen 1 prototype, and they make 5,000 of them, and all of a sudden they find out there's an issue where people are using it upside down. That I really like when they make a couple of them at a time, find out what all the little kinks are, fix that before you do a giant order of 5,000 units.
Right. All right. Give everybody your website quick, and we will get Brandon on. We will get the website out there. But Brandon, give it to him quick, because the music's getting louder.
Search AR Builder Board and you will find me. Search AR Builder Board.
All right. All right. Excellent. Thank you so much for being with us. And everybody out there who's got an AR, we will get Brandon's information to you just as quickly as we can. So stick with us. We are going to go and pay a couple of bills. And thank you to our GCN network for giving us a home. We are so grateful. We will be right back with Marcus Hunt. And he is an inventor who is facing some of those challenges Brandon told us about. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote, while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. We are reaching out to all inventors and sharing stories, saying if you would like to be on the radio, please get in touch. It is free if you are an inventor. And all of you consumers, we hear such wonderful stories about products, and we want to be able to tell you exactly where to go to get those products so that you can support the American way. Go to our website, invent-america. Anybody who's been on the show will be listed there, and any of the products that we are promoting will be there as well. So, you know, help us out. Buy American and buy Invent America. Our next guest is Marcus Hunt. He is the inventor of quick tie-down anchors. And, you know, this product is for anchoring, you know, using it on docks, decks, trailers, and more. And it utilizes that little gap between our boards. And, you know, I've had to anchor things down. I would imagine everybody out there has had to anchor things down at one time or another. Marcus, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Rita.
All right. So tell our listeners about quick tie-down anchors.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job. So it stemmed about 3 years ago. I've always owned cargo trailers, and I was looking for a better way to tie down cargo, because typically you go from the left, you know, the left rail, the right rail. There's never a good solution in the middle of the trailer. And so, but those of us who have trailers that have like the 2x6 decking, I came up with a very simple solution. It just drops between the boards, turns 90 degrees, and creates anchor points anywhere you want. And that's either for docks, decks, or trailers. So it could be cargo, it could be shade sails or exercise bands on deck, or a kayak on a dock. And oddly, I found this whole other market with, I think 50% of my customers are women using them for exercise bands to do, like, I call it fresh air fitness. So if you have a deck and you just want to get outside and exercise, you can utilize it for that as well.
Well, that's really cool. And it's amazing how often somebody is, you know, they're thinking one way, and then all of a sudden, you know, a buyer out there sees a product and says, oh, we could use it like this. And thinking, oh, yeah, that sounds cool.
I mean, that's the best thing ever for me, because I had it tripled the amount of people who basically want to buy what I invented. So I'm excited about that.
That's wonderful. So you wanted to manufacture in America. You would still like to manufacture in America. But right now it's not an option. Why?
So that's correct. So a buddy of mine, Grant, who invented torque straps, and I, we had the same problem. We kind of invented around the same time. And here was the thing with both of us. We were both super set on Made in America. When we both decided to start sourcing it, either the manufacturers that we found, and I probably went through 5 to 7 manufacturers, they either couldn't source all the components, or if they were sourcing the components, they were sourcing them from China anyway. And they just straight up told us that, like, the things we need to make yours, we would be sourcing from China. It didn't make sense to have, you know, the majority of your product sourced from China and then paying the exorbitant amount, which for us starting a small business was too much to begin with. So I'm having it manufactured in China. Hopefully my goal is to bring it back around down the road when sales, you know, kick in more, and we'll see if we can.
Yeah, you know, it's, we had this story a few years ago where the inventor wanted to do the same thing. She wanted to make it in the U.S., American-made. Yeah. And the pricing for a single unit of poles was $175. But the store price needed to be $20.
Yeah.
So there was
no
way.
That's the problem.
And,
yeah. And if people aren't going to pay that the amount for what you're doing, then you don't have a product.
Exactly, exactly. So we went to China to source it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Got pricing, $6.75, included the packaging and everything, delivered to her on a beautiful pallet. And the kicker was they were shipping the aluminum from the U.S. to China to make it.
Oh, you're kidding me, really?
Exactly. It was just crazy. And so, you know, a lot of times, like you were saying, where is, you know, where's the sourcing coming from? I had some other guys that were just into making this rather cool new toilet, and they wanted it made in China. It's like, you realize all the porcelain's coming from Mexico, right? And they go, okay, nobody told us that.
And so, it pays for all of us to do our homework, and it's hard because people are very yes-oriented, and they don't necessarily want to tell you where things are coming from because everybody wants to make a buck. But when you get down to it, yeah, if you can cut out all the wishy-washiness, then it would save us all a ton of money.
Exactly. So, Marcus, where do you want to be in 5 years?
Oh, I want to be, you know, I've sold about 3,500 units. Things are really doing well. I have about 7 inventions, but I've learned to stick with one, you know, until you're up and running properly. So where I'd like to be is continuing with quick tie-down anchors, and then also I would love to get some of these other inventions made in America if I can.
Well, that would be great. We're looking forward to seeing them. And where are you selling right now? Are you only selling online? Are you selling in stores? Share with our listeners where they can go to get you.
Yeah, thanks so much. So quicktiedownanchors.com, and then also on Amazon. So I'm selling more on Amazon right now just because it was easier for me to do that as a single business owner. And quicktiedownanchors.com, and then I just hired my first person, which is super exciting, and he is going to start getting me into retail places, and I've had interest from, I think, 4 or 5 retail locations, so hopefully I'm going to be everywhere.
Well, that'll be excellent. I am also checking with someone who we've had on as industry expert several times, if he would like to be a reseller of your product, because he has got all of the e-commerce for Home Depot and Lowe's.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Well, hey, no connection is a bad one, and I appreciate that.
Not a problem. That's what we're all about here at, you know, Invent America. Is like, Invent America because America invents, and we want to get the connections out there for you guys, be able to say, oh, I know somebody. I mean, how often do you hear that? I know somebody who might be able to help you out.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So, and next year we're going to work on you to get you to go with us to ASD Market Week.
Yes, you know, I would love to. I talked to Stephanie not too long ago, and she sold us on it as well. And it's definitely, she absolutely cleared the air for my fear of picking the wrong trade show. And I am excited about that.
Oh, ASD Market Week, that is it. Although we've kind of tossed around the idea of changing what the initials stand for instead of Affordable Shopping Destination.
Yeah.
America stands determined.
Hey, I love it. It's perfect.
We'll have to see what they think about that. So anyway, thanks so much for being with us. We'll get you on some video and get your social media and everything out there. America, stick with us. We're going to come back here in a few minutes with our industry expert, Don Buckner, who is the CEO and founder of Made in USA. So hang in there with us. We've got a great guest coming up. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us for this segment. And if you are or you know of an inventor out there who needs a vetted service provider, please have them get in touch. And our service providers are listed on invent-america.com. And if you're looking for one of our episodes, please, Home Talk USA or invent-america, everything is listed there. Our industry expert for this segment is Don Buckner Sr. He is the founder and CEO of Made in USA, which is what we are talking about today. And the website is madeinusa.com. Go and look at the products there and buy Made in America, Made in USA. However you want to look at it, we are good with that because no time in our history has Made in America been more important to the health and stability of our country and our communities and our families. So after 20 years of offshoring, we're bringing it home, everybody. Thanks so much, Don, for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So tell our listeners about Made in USA.
So madeinusa.com, we like to refer to ourselves basically as the Amazon of U.S.-made products. So we launched a few months ago. We currently have about 150,000 SKUs, all from U.S. manufacturers, obviously, and represents close to 400 manufacturers. And what most people don't realize, as you know, that about 80% of U.S. manufacturers are family-owned businesses, so we're trying to redirect dollars away from imports and back to U.S. manufacturers, which have been cut off from the marketplace by the larger online marketplaces like Amazon and Walmart.
Absolutely, and I think that that's just wonderful. I know that about half of the products that we had at ASD Market Week were actually made in USA products. And so, you know, your partner, Don, who was out there, he took the cards from all of them. So hopefully a few of those get listed on your website then, because I looked, you know, at the different categories, and it's like, holy cow, that would work, that would work. So hopefully that, you know, gets some visibility for, you know, our inventors who are just getting out there, and for you guys as well.
Yeah, that would be great. The main mission, I guess, like I said earlier, is that if we can redirect dollars actually from around the globe, because we can put list products around the globe in their language, in their currency, landed costs, so we can actually bring some of those dollars back and put those dollars back in those communities, so those manufacturers can pay their employees and pay their suppliers, and they can have a thriving community.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, I've got one that may fit into a category that he is actually selling around but may need some of that distribution that you would offer. Made in Colorado, a very cool product. I've used it for, oh, goodness gracious, about a decade. But I love it when I can, you know, say, oh, I know somebody that you need to talk to. So most Americans want to buy Made in the USA, but manufacturing in the USA can be certainly challenging for our inventors. What do you see on your end as, you know, dealing with some of those challenges?
So you raise a good point. 80% of Americans do prefer to buy an American-made product, but they haven't been able to find them. So that's what Made in USA does. As far as the challenges go, well, it's the usual taxes, the cost of labor, regulations, and as entrepreneurs, which all these manufacturers are, they battle those all day long, and the challenge is to get to market. So if they overcome those three challenges and then they can't get to market, it doesn't make sense either. So we at least alleviate that challenge of getting them to market and in front of consumers that prefer to buy an American-made product and divert dollars back to them. As far as the others go, at some point, we will probably challenge some of those hurdles as a group.
Yeah, I know that it's, you know, it's always interesting when, you know, I get inventors, they've spent all of their money on getting teed up, and it's like, well, now I need to market it. And marketing is as expensive as all the other stuff put together in one bucket. You've got marketing because, you know, the idea of, well, if I build it, they will come. Nobody knows they're there yet.
Now, you can have the best idea ever, and if nobody knows about it, it's actually worthless.
Yeah, it collects dust in the basement. And I've told inventors, it's like, you know, unless you get this figured out, you're going to be giving these away as Christmas gifts for the rest of your life.
No, that's right. And sadly, the Chinese have done a really good job of facilitating manufacturing, and we in the States, we do a horrible job of that. It's left up to whoever invents the product to try and source the product, determine what it's made of, help engineer it. And that's where the Chinese come in. They take your product and they design all that for you, and then have you a prototype in a matter of a couple of weeks and tell you it's going to be so much for this many. And we do a terrible job of that. So we've got to figure out how to do that on our side as well.
Well, we are glad that you are out there, and thank you so much for joining us today. When the music plays and builds up there, we know it is time to go and pay some bills. Stick with us, America. We will be right back.
Thank you.
Are you worrying about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Thanks so much, everyone, for being with us this afternoon. And again, I want to encourage all of you, when you have the option to buy Made in USA, please do, because it not only supports that family business, it helps support our economy in America. And if you are an inventor or you know of an inventor and you've got questions, join us at our Inventor Roundtable meetings. They meet twice a month. The meetings are free, so you can come in, ask your questions. And if you would like to listen to some other episodes, you've got a specific topic, you can look at those topic names, pick the one that looks like it's going to serve you best. Listen to them all. We've been doing this for a while now. So it is out there, it's available, and we have the best information for our American consumer and our American inventors. So join us again next week, and have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks a bunch.
Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Spera. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.